With lashings of country news, science fiction views, top interviews and a clear audio muse, it's the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
Yay! And they could be talking merrily away with all sorts of other areas happening. But then again, that's the joy of a photographer, a publicist and an ace undergraduate. Jessica, of course, since last we spoke, not only have you been to the Isle of Man, you've been to Krakow, you've been to Poland, you've just been doing a world tour,
yes,
after a fashion.
Yes, been all around the globe. Well,
but
almost.
Not Nashville,
I'm sorry, not yet.
It'll happen, yeah, it's a whole routine.
Fingers crossed.
Exactly, I mean, I'm sure Cameron and Jolia Tilbury will actually lay out a Nashville welcome when the day comes when the Jessica Ward...
There you go.
I just said it. The beauty of actually arriving on time, you see Emma Tinson, who we thought would be here, no sign at all.
I know.
Hopefully she's okay.
Down.
Anyway, life happens... As we know, Cameron, because it's what happens when we're busy making other plans. Nick has just completed, together with Kat and Sue Royce, the second Nick's Vision or Sound and Nick's Vision show for the world. And it'll soon be released on podcast and indeed on the Siren channels in the very near future. How did you feel it went, Nick?
It was great. Wonderful fun.
Well, there we are, you see. I mean, just
we'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll just need the edge.
I see exactly where you're going there.
Nice.
He's got his finger on the pulse. Much as indeed Jolia Tilbury always has, because she's an ace singer-songwriter and songstress in her own way from, I believe, the Lone Star State. And it's over to you, Cameron, to introduce your wife. So much better than her indoors, you know, I think, because I don't think that would actually go too well. I mean, maybe in New York, but it's not going to work in Nashville. But her own unique scenario. Cameron, over to you.
This is a track that Jolia wrote with Alan Glass. And if the name Alan Glass may sound familiar for those of you that read liner notes, Alan has produced such talented artists as Earth, Wind & Fire, Aretha Franklin, and tons of others. He and Jolia go way back. He lives in London and produces a lot of artists from there. And they actually co-wrote the song that came out for Nikki Wells' books. So they have quite a tie-in together. They wrote this song a bunch of years ago, and I think you're going to like it. It's a pretty ballad called... I forgot the title.
Oh no! I was going to say, take you back to the wedding day, work your way through that side of things, and we'll get there. Yeah, honestly.
I had this all in my head, and it just went right.
It's okay. Once again, Jolia saves the day.
The magic of middle age. The song is called I Promise, written by Alan Glass and Jolia, and here's Jolia singing it on Siren 107.3 FM.
Splendid. We were just getting so into the moment there that, you know, to receive the sort of conclusion of the crescendo of that, to hear that we might have a couple of Norfolk listeners as well. And we're talking Norfolk, England, as opposed to Norfolk, Virginia here, presumably.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Exciting. That's very nice. And Cameron Tilbury in full force there, remembering his wife's lost scenario, I promise. Jessica, you have a question you want to put to Cameron about when was it recorded? Go.
Yeah, when was that song produced or recorded?
That's a demo. That was actually a demo that was done probably about 20 years ago.
Wow. No.
Well, the production's a little...
That's almost before Jessica was born. In fact, probably is before Jessica was born.
It might have been, yes.
Unbelievable. It's still... But the quality still shines, doesn't it, Kat?
Do you know, it's beautiful. I love Jolie's voice. It's so pure, and the melody on that was so gorgeous. It just all flowed together. It was lovely, lovely.
And look at the wonderful way she's chilling out there with, of course, the Gangster Mobile, which I believe is a Chrysler from that point of view. Very nearly actually had a Chrysler to actually replace my Rover, but at the end of the day, nobody would insure it. It's understandable. There we are. Sorry, I won't go into the anxiety of Chryslers and how they stopped making them, but that's by the by. What did we make of...
They're now owned by Fiat. So, you know, it means it's going to have to be repaired a lot.
Don't get started on Italian cars. Not before we're due to go to Jersey and speak to Anna Lewis and then Stephen Leatherland, the director-producer of the Magical Mozart by Moonlight tour. What did you make of I Promise, Nick?
Good track. Fantastic vocal. Very good.
As Lovely. Ever, exciting things happening, which I think in MapleStar Music and Media you'll be aware of with respect to Nick Elliott, a rock photographer. But we can't say too much other than we've already started talking, Cameron, about a year in the life of Nick Elliott.
I don't think there's enough time to do a year in the life because he puts so much into the year, so much more than the average everyday human being. So it's just so much to cover.
Just so it's smarter than the average photographer, basically, as in a boo-boo bay. Fantastic. Okay, Kat, have you got any questions you want to put to Cameron at this stage, such as life in Nashville and you know, happenings there?
Yeah, what's going on over there? Is the weather good there in Nashville, Cameron, or is it a bit cool?
Actually, we've got another beautiful day up to about 60 again today. Blue sky, sunshine, it's great. And it's just kind of leading up. Next month is CRS here in Nashville, which is Country Radio Seminar. So for 3 days, we've got radio people from all over the world coming in, programmers and stuff, and there's seminars and showcases and all sorts of things that go on all through town. So we'll
Sounds
be part
great.
Of that. Yeah, that comes up next month, and that just kind of starts off, you know, the whole spring and summer stuff going on in Nashville. It's huge.
And are you feeling better, Cameron? Because that's the important thing. I mean, are you...
Getting there.
Yeah. Well, was it just getting flu? There. Was it just kind of overwork? Was it overindulgence?
No, it's that really bad cold that's going around where it just hits you all of a sudden and it's just like a ton of bricks. Normally, I have a couple days warning, but this just hit me Wednesday pretty much after I was done the show, and then it just was awful.
Have you been hanging out with who created your cold bug that you actually had? Was it Def Leppard, Nick? Or
Joe Elliott. We blame Joe Elliott, really, because Joe tipped up at this.
A lot of people blame Joe Elliott for stuff.
Poor Joe.
Well, there we are. Too. Joe Elliott, if you're out there.
He speaks highly of you.
You do have a right of reply. It's 12 minutes past 5 o'clock on Siren 107.3 FM.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I know you are.
You just maintain that. It's always great stuff. But as we say, in the words of Bill Coles, he said, ask him a couple of new questions. So, first of all, Cameron, have you ever been chased by a wild animal?
Yes, I have, actually.
I thought you might have said yes. And the second one, of course, is a little successor to Will You Return. Have you ever tasted any sour milk?
I have, because I have allergies so badly here and there. So
please.
I can't smell anything.
Oh, no.
So I haven't been able to smell anything for about 3 years.
Oh,
so I can't tell by sniffing the milk.
But the good news is...
It's got the little floaters in the coffee
please,
that I can tell.
I think we're going to go back to have you had a really interesting chat and are you coming back again? We'll see. I'm piloting these. Here's a Cameron Tilbury lookalike. It's David Sowell. Bye-bye, Cameron. New Orleans, outrageously, the suggestion has been put forward that Starsky, a.k.a. Paul Michael Glazer, has actually shuffled off this mortal coil. We'll find that out. That was David Sowell, who definitely has nobody but a fool or a preacher. I don't know, in Jersey, Anna Lewis, anything to say about Starsky or Hutch, or is it a case of...
Oh, they were actually my heroes when I was a teenager. Yeah. There's something about the hair and the clothes and the style and the panache. I mean, I think every teenage girl I knew had a crush on either one of them, or both of them, actually.
Well, I thought it was a fairly okay show. I mean, I must admit I didn't have a crush on either of them. But and I'd also, from a health and safety point of view, that actually in the opening, just asking Hutch if you actually leap onto a car and hit it in the way that David Sowell actually did land on the car roof, it's obviously going to do your back in. And indeed he said so.
Yeah.
So, you know, just don't do it. If you're thinking of actually jumping from a fire escape in America onto the top of a car, please do not do it. It's not that we're health and safety mad here, but it's just an important point. So in the studio today, Anna, we have ace photographer Nick Elliott. We've got Kat, publicist extraordinaire from the Cambridgeshire region, is it fair to say?
Around
Cambridgeshire, exactly. And, of course, the return of Jessica Ward, who's just returned from Poland.
Yes.
Oh.
So whom do you wish to go to, Anna Lewis?
I think I'll go to Jessica, who's come from Poland, who's come back from Poland.
So glamorous.
Was it as cold as it is here?
It was freezing. It was the average temperature was -6.
Oh, my God.
So I had to wrap up before I ventured out, but... It was good.
Always got some Polish vodka that you could actually use.
I did have some mulled wine.
Schnapps.
Ah. I'm not much.
Mulled wine is good, you know.
Yeah.
As long as you don't go for the cabbage or the. Paul Michael Glaser is 71, okay, and still alive.
Is
so you just, you know, just clarifying that.
Apologies, Paul.
Lord above.
Rumours of your death are
as bad as saying Shakin' Stevens has popped his clogs, or indeed, you know, as I said a couple of years ago to Jean Bruce Scott, Ernest Borgnine also gone. Of course, he has now since then, so I didn't want to set up a curse here. But still, Paul Michael Glaser is still going strong, the Lord.
Mm.
Yeah. So he's on our list of possible contexts for the show. So can't say he's popped his clogs, we'd have to try tapping the table. Anyway, other ways are routine from that. Have you ever been to Poland yourself, Anna?
Sorry, have I been,
ever
to,
been
Poland?
To Poland yourself? Yes.
No, I haven't. I would like to go. My daughter went a few years ago on a school trip, and they went to Warsaw and Berlin, mm-hmm. and she also went to Auschwitz, which she said was extremely surreal.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up playing snowball fight.
If only they'd done that back in the 1940s, the world would have been a much better place. Mm-hmm. But still, Jessica, you'd had that experience, of course.
Yes,
how did you find it?
I did go to Auschwitz. I don't know, I didn't get very emotional, but it just made you more aware of the life that they lived back then and just opened your eyes up to the horrors, I suppose. Like, you can't really get that experience from a classroom or just reading a magazine or news article about it.
I think the vital thing is that people don't forget, but equally you don't focus on the past. You need to acknowledge it, and as well as moving on, also prevent it happening again. It can't. I mean, it was such a dreadful period of 20th century history that, changed, because at the end of the day, you could argue, yes, without a certain Herr Hitler, I would not actually be here.
Yeah,
many people might say, yes, that's okay, because my father, and so on and so forth, the whole range of things.
I think you also have to really respect it as well. And preserve it in that kind of way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Nick, any questions from your photographer aspect to Anna Lewis in Jersey? Have you ever shot anything in Jersey?
No, I haven't. Oh. No. I think when we spoke last, my only kind of connection with Jersey is obviously Bergerac, Anna. That's the only one. And obviously the German occupation, of which... Fan is not the right word, but I have a fascination with World War II, big time.
Have you?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Right. Have you? There are two websites that come to mind. There's a really good one. Well, it's not really good, actually. It's a bit creepy. It's called Festung Guernsey. I know it's my sister island, but they're very into bunkers and trenches and things like that. And they send cameras down the bunkers and film and.
Oh,
the only thing that bothers me is the font that they use, which is a bit Gothic German, and it looks a bit what's the word?
Third Reich.
Nazi. Yes.
Yeah, we're looking at it now, actually, Anna, and I tend to agree.
It's the blackness of it all, and it's
very
mystery, and
that's quite bleak in many ways. And if we actually pull up the various that's Festung, for those people who are actually interested in the whole range of things, so we're not getting anything through there at all. Yes, there we are, a whole range of architectural things. Well, there we are. Just goes to show
wonderful
sort of range of things you want to. Once again, Anna, you've actually proven you can actually deal with the controversial topics as opposed to the less controversial ones.
I know.
See, that's why you're a regular on the show, dear. You know, I'm so glad you used Facebook to connect with me. Otherwise, who knows? This would never have been restored.
I know. Yeah. I know. Chance of inspired.
All those days in Dulwich, and we could never have actually done, and suddenly it's a whole new world.
It was fun.
I like to feel they still are, actually, Anna, even though, you know, it's, life continues in its own way. And maybe Jessica might sort of continue and sort of say, is it still fun, Jessica?
Of course.
Well, that's all right then. That's fine. Okay. So, Jessica, word on the whole system. Okay, coming up, Stephen Leatherland, who's the director and producer of the current tour Magical Mozart by Moonlight, which features a whole range of wonderful, talented individuals, whom we'll be hearing about in this World on Stage limited production, an evening of Mozart masterpieces, going from the wonderful joys of Scarborough right the way through to Maidstone, Scunthorpe and Paisley on March the 1st, but a whole heap of other goodies coming through on that basis, not attending Jersey. So we'll try and put that right, Anna, so you can have Magical Mozart by candlelight. I don't think they work. I mean, we'll get Bill Coles back on in a couple of weeks' time to actually address these whole things, but I'll try them once again. Have you ever been pursued by a wild animal, Anna Lewis?
I have. Not so wild as wild. It was actually a St. Bernard dog that decided I was another dog, and it came to me, paws askew, and I was sort of pinned against a wall with this dog, thinking I was another dog, and it was very embarrassing.
Probably getting excited, wanting to mate with you.
And I'll tell you what, social faux pas.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have said wrong species.
Hey, listen, you know, I once had a poodle attempt to mate with my leg, and that had to be peeled off. So, you know, a St. Bernard does. Yes, it's amazing. You know, you can only go so far, you know. Not even in the wildest dreams would the Who have actually decided to have mating dogs on stage. It's just not going to happen. Interesting line of that. And the next one is, have you ever tasted any sour milk?
Sour milk, yes.
Yeah. It's horrible, yes and yes. We are. Who knows? Maybe this might work. Maybe it might replace the classics. I don't think so, somehow. Anna Lewis, you will return. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.